Thanks, and this is Peter Trimble speaking, just north of the Goodwin Sands. Calm as a millpond. Nothing on the radar screens yet, but we shall only catch the rocket for a split second. Isn't that right, Captain?
It is.
Ah, the target's just showing on the screen. It must be 70 miles north of here. Yes, Captain? Oh, yes, I see. Well, a big submarine coming up fast. Only about a mile away. Suppose it's the one they say Sir Hugo's aboard with his men. None of us here were told anything about her. Captain Edwards said she's not flying colours. Very mysterious. I've got her now, quite clear in my glasses. We've changed course to intercept her. The captain says she isn't one of ours. Hello? She's broken out of colours.
She's Russian, I think.
Good heavens. Captain says she's a Russian. I say. And now she's submerging. Did you hear that? We fired a shot across her bows, but she's disappeared.
Sir,
what?
Faster underwater.
The ASNIC operator says she's going even faster underwater.
25 knots.
25 knots. Well, she can't see much underwater, but she's right in the target area now. 12 minutes past noon. Moonraker must have turned and be on her way down. She'll be here any second. Hope there's not going to be a tragedy. The Russian's well inside the danger zone. Our radar operator's holding up his hand. That means she's due. She's coming. She's coming. God! Look out! Terrific explosion! Black cloud going up into the air. There's a tidal wave coming at us. Great wall of water tearing down. There goes the submarine. God! Thrown out of the water, upside down. Oh, my God! Oh, God!